We're talking about the early 60s here now.
Yes.
President Kennedy was assassinated November 22nd, 1963.
That's correct.
What do you remember about that day?
I remember I was sitting on the floor of an office owned by George Singer, who was in the oil and gas business, writing out papers to form a bank. And somebody had the radio on. Somebody called and said, the president's been assassinated. So we all stood up and gathered around the radio in his office. And that's what I remember about it. I remember meeting Jack Kennedy.
Where?
At Georgetown University. This was right after he had become a U.S. senator, after he had the famous picture of himself and Jackie on the sailboat on Life magazine. So everybody knew who Jack Kennedy was. I belonged to a group called the Pathfinders Club, which is a group of seniors that selected important people in Washington to come speak once a month at the breakfast we had in our dining hall at Georgetown. So I had made arrangements with Bob Kerr's office for Senator Kerr to come to speak. The Pathfinders Club people assigned somebody to go meet the celebrity. And I was going to meet Senator Kerr and take him to the luncheon. Well, Senator Kerr's office called me and said Senator Kerr had something come up and couldn't attend, but they had spoken with a junior senator from Massachusetts named Kennedy who was going to speak instead. And I said, well, that's fine. I'd never seen Kennedy. I didn't know what he looked like or what to expect, except that Everett Dirksen and Paul Douglas and Bob Kerr were all large men. So I expected to see a large man come up the street. I had agreed to meet him at the gate at Georgetown. And this very slight young guy with a Brooks Brothers suit on, I could recognize one, and tousled, prematurely gray and black hair, came walking up the street. And I was standing there, and he stood there, and he said, young man, can you tell me what time it is? I'll never forget this. I said, well, it's 10 minutes after I was supposed to have met some big shot senator from Massachusetts. And he said, was that Senator Kennedy? And I said, well, yes, it was. And he said, I'm Senator Kennedy. Let's go in for brunch. So we walked in, and he addressed the student body about this brash young man from Tulsa, Oklahoma he had just met, who just brought him to breakfast. So I met Jack Kennedy.
He was very charming, wasn't he?
Oh, very charming. Very charming. We had a lot of fun with that.
That's a great story. Did you work for the gas company, One Oak?
Yes. It wasn't One Oak at the time. It was just Oklahoma Natural Gas.
For 6 years, I believe.
For 6 years.
That was in 65.
I joined this law firm in 65.
Vietnam War started in 65. You were in your mid-30s about that time.
Yes. I was concerned about my oldest son getting drafted and being sent to Vietnam, but he didn't get drafted. He had a high number or a low number. I can't remember which.